This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Boulder District Attorney Michael Doherty is running for State Attorney General. CPR's Allison Cherry has more.
Doherty may be best known for successfully prosecuting the man who killed 10 people at a Boulder King superstore. He says that even though he could stay in his job for another 7 years if he won re-election, he felt compelled to go for the state's top law enforcement job because of President Trump's actions in the first month. Doherty says he admires current Attorney General Phil Weiser's time in office, but would prioritize consumer protection and only joining multi-state national lawsuits against the president if Coloradans were actually harmed. Doherty is the first person to file paperwork to get in the race. I'm Allison Cherry, CPR News.
A community health center in Aurora says Medicaid cuts being considered by Republicans in Congress could have a big impact. Stride Community Health Center runs a number of clinics and serves 55,000 patients. Democratic Congressman Jason Crow.
Speak up and don't be afraid. Let's be honest. There are people who want us to be afraid so they can do what they want. I refuse to give them that power.
Medicaid covers 1.2 million Coloradans, about a fifth the state's population. The U.S. Supreme Court will not consider an appeal from Robert Deere, the man accused of attacking a Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood clinic in 2015. Deere's attorney asked the justices to review a lower court decision allowing Deere to be forced to take psychiatric medication. Deere has repeatedly been found incompetent to stand trial. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.